Welcome back, everyone, to another deep dive. This time we're heading over to La Porte, and let me tell you, there's been a lot going on.
Yeah, a lot going on in just a month.
From winter wonderlands to diamond anniversaries and new businesses popping up, there's definitely no shortage of things to talk about. So let's jump right in.
Sounds good.
Okay, first up, let's talk about the elephant in the room, or rather, the snowman on the fire truck. Winter Storm Enzo. I mean, who could have predicted 6 inches of snow in La Porte?
Right. I mean, the last time the Houston area saw that much snow was back in the 60s.
Wow.
And get this, the record snowfall for the region was way back in 1895, a full 20 inches.
20 inches, wow.
Yeah, it really puts things into perspective, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah.
You know, it makes you think about how much our climate can change, even in what seems like a short amount of time.
Exactly. What might seem unusual now could have been completely normal for folks back then.
It definitely highlights the importance of staying informed about our changing climate so we can be prepared for whatever comes next. And speaking of being prepared, I love that story about the La Porte firefighters at Station 4.
Oh, yeah. The snowman recruit.
Yeah. Talk about finding the bright side in a blizzard.
That's a great example of how, even in unexpected situations, people can come together and just have a little fun. You know, that kind of spirit is essential, especially when things get tough.
Absolutely. It makes you appreciate those who keep our communities running, even in a snowstorm.
For sure.
Now, from winter wonderlands to heartwarming celebrations, let's talk about Roy and Mona Grav.
Yes, the diamond anniversary couple.
60 years together. That's incredible.
Their story is so intertwined with La Porte's history. They met at Lamar University, settled in La Porte, and built a life here.
Wow.
Roy was a well-known coach, and Mona traveled the world with ExxonMobil before retiring and driving a school bus.
Wow. It seems like they've done it all, raising a family, pursuing outdoor adventures together. It's really inspiring to see a couple so dedicated to each other and their community.
It really speaks to building a life rooted in a community.
It's like a living history of La Porte. And their love for adventure makes you want to get out there and explore, too. Speaking of adventures, La Porte ISD is making some impressive strides.
Oh, absolutely. 6 of their elementary schools received national recognition from U.S. News and World Report.
6. Wow, that's amazing.
College Park, Heritage, Jenny Reed, La Porte itself, Leo A. Rizzuto, and Lomax.
Wow, that's quite the list.
Those rankings are based on student performance, on standardized tests, graduation rates, and college readiness.
It's great to see La Porte schools getting recognized on a national level.
It's a testament to the hard work of the teachers, students, and families in those schools. A real community effort.
And the achievements don't stop there. We also have some La Porte High School students who made it to the All-State Band and All-State Dance Team.
Some serious talent right there.
It's fantastic to see these young people pursuing their passions and excelling at such a high level.
It highlights the importance of investing in education and providing opportunities for students to shine.
Couldn't agree more. And speaking of things that benefit the community, let's shift gears to some exciting new developments. There's a new vintage and retro shop called The Square Hippie on West Main Street.
Oh, I've heard about that.
They have everything from furniture and hard-to-find kitchen accessories to clothing and kids' stuff.
It's interesting to see this kind of unique retail space popping up. It caters to that growing interest in vintage and retro items.
Yeah, it's a real treasure trove for those who love that vintage vibe.
Definitely.
And if you're looking for something on a larger scale, the city's new rail park development with Union Pacific is really starting to take shape.
Now, that's an exciting project. It's a fantastic example of how a community can create economic growth while prioritizing environmental responsibility.
Exactly.
The rail park is designed to attract businesses and generate jobs while incorporating green building practices.
That's fantastic.
Using sustainable materials and even planning for a rainwater harvesting system. It's a win-win for the economy and the environment.
It definitely puts the port on the map as a community that's thinking ahead and planning for a sustainable future.
Absolutely.
And with all that new economic activity, there's no shortage of things to do this month.
February is packed. We've got Mardi Gras on Main, the LPS LNRA, BBQ Cook-Off, San Jacinto Family Day, even a city council meeting about truck traffic.
I know that's a hot topic for a lot of residents.
It is. There's definitely something for everyone.
And for a full list of events and programs, be sure to check out the Around La Porte newsletter. The Parks and Recreation Department in particular has some great offerings, like Schools Out Hangout and Spring Break Camp.
Those are always popular. The Parks and Rec Department plays a vital role in creating a strong community.
I agree.
They provide recreational opportunities for all ages, promoting health and wellness and social interaction.
Exactly.
So many benefits.
Now let's shift gears again and talk about the political landscape. The 89th Texas legislative session is in full swing, and the city manager is keeping a close eye on bills that could impact LaPorte.
It's crucial for cities to stay informed about what's happening at the state level. Decisions made in Austin can directly impact local communities.
For sure. And some of the key bills being tracked include property tax exemptions, affordable housing, solid waste management, and regulation of childcare facilities.
Those are all important issues that directly affect the lives of residents.
They really are.
It highlights the importance of staying informed and engaged in the political process, not just locally, but at the state level as well.
You're absolutely right.
Knowing what's happening in Austin and how it might affect your community is key to being an active and informed citizen.
It's all about connecting those dots between what happens in Austin and how it affects us right here in LaPorte.
Exactly. And it really shows how decisions made at the state level can trickle down and have a tangible impact on our daily lives.
So true. So we've seen that LaPorte is a community that's full of energy and action. From weathering snowstorms to celebrating milestones and looking towards the future.
It's been great to see all these different facets of LaPorte, the heartwarming stories, the exciting developments. It's a dynamic place.
I agree. What really stood out to me was that sense of community pride. Whether it's celebrating students or supporting businesses, there's a strong sense of togetherness in LaPorte.
It reminds you that community is more than just location. It's about shared values, a sense of belonging, a commitment to making a difference.
Well said. That leads perfectly into my final thought for this deep dive.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot, but what resonated most with you? What sparked your curiosity? What are you excited to explore further?
Maybe it's that community resilience in the face of the winter storm, or maybe it's those inspiring stories of achievements and initiatives. Whatever it is, I encourage you to dig a little deeper. Learn more. Get involved.
Make your own mark on this community. Because at the end of the day, it's the residents who shape the character of a place. It's their stories, their passions, their actions that make it come alive.
Exactly. Think about what it means to be a part of LaPorte. What contributions can you make? What positive changes can you help bring about? Because when residents think and act locally, they can create real change.
And that wraps up our deep dive into LaPorte. It's been a fascinating journey exploring all the different aspects of this vibrant community.
We're glad you could join us on this deep dive into all things local. And if you're enjoying the show and find value in what we do, please consider supporting us at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. You can find the link in our show notes.
Your support helps us to continue bringing you these insightful explorations of Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next month with another deep dive into your local community.
It's really inspiring to see a community so engaged and proactive.
And remember, staying connected is an ongoing process. Attending a city council meeting, supporting a local business, even just chatting with your neighbor.
It all makes a difference.
Every little bit counts. That's what Think and Act Locally is all about, empowering residents to create positive change.
It's exactly. We believe that informed residents are empowered residents.
And we're dedicated to giving you the information and resources you need to get involved.
So thank you for joining us on this journey through LaPorte. We'll be back next month with another deep dive into your community.
Until then, stay curious, stay engaged, and stay connected.